richly, and that you would once again today personally reach out to folks and invite them to come to you. We ask you these things in Jesus' name, and amen. Be seated. Turn over to the choir.
Page 161.
Yeah.
Oh, Say it's good to be in the Lord's house this morning. Terry, I can say this morning I'm blessed. I got a blessed insurance in my life, Billy. I've been blessed with a wonderful family, friends, a good church, but most of all, I can say I'm saved to the uttermost. And I know that I am. And I'm thankful for that this morning. Why, if I wouldn't have nothing, I'd still have everything this morning. For what I can feel down in my soul, Jeremy, why, that can't be bought with nothing in this world. It's got to come from the good Lord above, and I'm thankful I got that this morning. He gave it to me when I was just 8 years old, and it's been with me ever since. So we'll have everybody stand. Well, I ask if anybody's got an unspoken prayer request. Remember all them. Anybody with a spoken this morning? Remember that. Remember that.
Amen.
If not, we'll ask Uncle Carl to lead us in prayer. Thankful for that prayer. I'm thankful for the Sunday school lesson you taught this morning. There's certainly power in prayer, and it's important this morning to pray to Almighty God. And I thought I was reading about Solomon this week, Terry, and how he built a temple unto the Lord. And after he built the temple, why, he gathered the host up in that temple. And the first thing he done, it said, why, a cloud filled the church house. It was that spirit, Jeremy. Solomon got out in front of the people, and he knelt down at the altar with his hands raised toward heaven. And he praised the good Lord. And I'm thankful, why, if we come together in one mind and one accord, why, I believe that same cloud is here this morning. And I pray that if you're here and lost, why, that gospel reach you this morning. So, anybody got a prayer request or anything on their heart? Song, testimony? Let's pray for Hayden as he comes.
Just pray for me. I'm thankful to know that we have a hope. Thank you.
thankful for that song this morning. I was thinking about that verse, Billy. I might not quote it right, but he said, they did not take my life from me. I laid it down. And he said, and I'll take it up again. I'm thankful he's going to come back and get the church one of these days. And it's up to you whether you're going to be a part of it or not this morning. At this time, I feel like turning it over to my good pastor. So.
Thank the Lord for being here. And like I said, glad to have everybody, especially glad to have our visitors with us this morning. I appreciate feeling the good, sweet Holy Spirit. Enjoyed that song, enjoyed the opening up, enjoyed the choir. And I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm free. I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven. That's all been said this morning. I can say that too. I thank God for that. Last week, I used a thought when I preached about you can have Jesus too. That's still true. My thought this morning connects real close with that. The thoughts on my heart this morning, you don't have to be alone. I'm telling you, to have the company of Jesus in your life is more than anything else that you'll encounter in the world. And I want you to really pray. I've got a very familiar scripture on my heart this morning. And let me get to it here. In the fourth chapter of the book of John, if you want to read with me, you can. Starting at verse 1. I'll give you a minute to turn to it. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink, for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans? Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. So I want you really pray. And this come on my heart, and that's what stayed with me. And so I feel like the Lord wants me to use this morning. I want you really pray. If you're here and you're spiritually alone, you don't have to stay that way. And I remember when I was just a 12-year-old boy, and God spoke to my heart, and I got saved. But I struggled, and I came to the altar about six times before I got saved. And I had a lot of friends and had folks in church and had mom and dad that was with me. But there was a loneliness feeling that I had. I had a lonely feeling down inside. When I got saved, that was all gone. Why was it gone? Because in place of that loneliness, I had Jesus in there. And this woman at the well here, it was no coincidence that she came to get water and Jesus was there. He said he must needs go through Samaria. There was a need for him to go, and he was tired. Even the Son of God, he had enough a man about him that he got tired when he walked a long ways. He was weary, the Bible said, on his journey. And he came and sat on the well. And here came the woman, the Samaritan woman, coming to draw water. Now, she's by herself. coming up there, and it seemed like it surprised her to see Jesus there. Now, according to history and a lot of folks that I've read, talks about the well, and this makes sense to me, probably right. Said it was a very busy place. A lot of times there was a lot of women coming to draw water. And I suspect that's true. Why was this woman by herself? I don't know. I could just guess at it. But she was by herself. And she came to draw water. And she saw Jesus there. And he saw her there. Boy, I'm glad when it said Jesus needed to go through Samaria. I'm glad this morning we could say, and Jesus needed to go through Lima. And he shared this morning. And again, it's not by accident that he shared, but he shared for a purpose and he shared for a reason. Of course, he's here to let us worship and praise him. We thank God we can do that. But he's also here to reach out to the lost and call them to an altar of repentance. And so when this woman came up to the well, Jesus was sitting there, and Jesus asked her for a drink of water. Y'all know the story. It's just amazing to me. She was puzzled that he would ask her for a drink of water. And she didn't feel like they could have any connection. He was a Jew and she was a Samaritan. We just can't have any dealings, she felt like. We just can't get together. She asked him, why would you ask me a drink of water when you're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan? Our people don't have any dealings. I'm telling you what, I was different from the church when I was a lost boy. I couldn't quite understand what some of the things they talked about. It impressed me. It got my attention. But I couldn't, Billy, I couldn't feel what they felt. I couldn't see what they were seeing. I felt like I was on the outside. And even though I kind of grew up in church, and Mom and Dad belonged to church, and I'd went to church a lot, sometimes when I was thinking about salvation, I'd think, I just don't guess I'd fit in. I'm just different than those folks. But I want to praise God today. I didn't have to make myself fit in. When Jesus come by, when I trusted him by faith, he changed me from who I was to who I am. Once I was lost and on my way to hell, but he changed me into somebody that's saved and on their way to heaven. Listen today. You can feel like you're an outsider. You can feel like you're alone. You can feel like you won't fit in. But I want you to know Jesus Christ came for you just as well as he did for me and these other folks. And so let me take my time here. I felt like when the young people were singing, I thought somebody needs to come to the altar. I felt that, and I feel it right now. You don't have to wait till I get through preaching to come to the altar. If God's calling you, you need to come to the altar whenever he's calling you. Whether the choir's singing, and boy, they sang good this morning too. I appreciate the choir. But listen, everything that's been done, the choir singing, special singing, opening up, the Lord's here this morning, and he's here now. And so when Jesus, he spoke to that woman, I'm glad he gave her an answer down here when she was talking about our people have no dealing. And he said to her again, he said, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith thee, give me the drink. He said, thou wouldst ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. And that woman said to him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. Think about this. She said, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? She couldn't understand it. She was looking at it naturally. I did some of that when I was lost too. How can this be? Praise God, it can be because God's the one that fixes it. I didn't have to fix it. I couldn't fix it, but God was able to fix it. And so when the woman was talking to him down through here, I praise God. Listen, Jesus, he answered the woman. He said, whoever drinketh this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but that the water shall I give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus began to ask her some things. Said, go call your husband. She said, I have no husband. He said, you've rightly said, you've had five husbands. The man that you're with now, not your husband. The things in her life was out of place. She'd done some wrong things, evidently. That didn't keep her from getting acquainted with Jesus. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But when Jesus is knocking at her heart, if we'll trust him by faith, we can be born again. We can get to a place where we're never alone again. Praise God. God loves you. God cares. Well, listen, I'm not going to go through each point of this, but I want to make this point. Jesus, as he explained things to the woman and he talked to her, she got satisfied, and when she left the well, she left her water pot at the well. That's one of the most outstanding things to me in this lesson. She came to the well for a purpose, to get water, and when she left her water pot sitting there. Why? Because she got something more important than natural water. She got her soul filled up with living water. And listen to this, and I'll soon come to a close. Don't need to preach long this morning. Listen to this. She went back into the town, and even though she'd come out to the well by herself, she went to the town. She began to talk to folks in town. Listen here, the Bible said down here, she went into the town. The woman began, let me get over here to it, and maybe I can read this down here. She said, come see a man, which told me all things that ever I did. It's not this the Christ. She went into the city. She said to the people in that city, she was telling them, I met Christ. I met the Savior. I met the Messiah. Boy, I'm telling you what, she even had, after she got Jesus, she even had a different relationship with the people. She had something to tell them. If you're saved by the grace of God, you got something to tell them. That'd be enough. Let's get us a song this morning. Everybody stand, if you will. That's a little message, little and simple, but you don't have to be alone this morning. You can have Jesus. Praise God. He's available to everybody. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a promise of God. It's a direct statement. I'm telling you what, God never fails, and he never lies. He never makes a mistake. If you're here this morning, and you need to come to Jesus, please come to him. Just obey the Lord. Follow him this morning. Same when you're in. Somebody needs to come. Please come.
I was in sin's prison.
Yeah, listen. Listen.
Oh, so dark and cold.
Listen.
Just a lost sheep wandering from God's eternal
fold. Please come.
Somebody
then
the door swung open.
Yeah.
Jesus spoke to me.
Amen.
I have signed your pardon. Now you may go.
Would you just come? Come on.
Jesus signed my pardon.
He signed
this
my pardon.
This I truly know.
Wash me in his
took
blood.
My place at Calvary.
Come to Jesus.
Now I
you don't have to be alone.
To
you don't have to be on the outside.
All my life
come on. Somebody needs to come.
He gave
I can't see your heart, but I know what I feel in my heart. I feel like God's
when
calling
he signed
me.
My
when God calls,
pardon,
you need to come.
There
come on, right now, right here, this morning.
When
if you're out
Savior
of fellowship with God, you need to come. Come, get in.
From that awful place,
obey the Lord. If you're here, and you know you're saved and you need to join this church, come,
grace,
the invitation to you too.
I knew
whatever God wants, do it.
Pardon from life's
please come.
Sin and shame.
Please come. Please come.
So I join
yeah.
their singing.
Amen.
Well, glory to his name.
Amen.
Jesus signed my pardon. This I truly know.
Come on.
Took my place at Calvary.
Amen.
Now I won't
thank
have
you, Lord,
to go. All my life
yeah,
I'll
Lord
give him.
Will you do that this
he
morning?
Gave since I've been set
be
free, I'm glad that
yeah.
he was willing
amen.
To save
amen.
A wretch like me.
Come on.
Now I have a mansion, not a prison wall.
Please come.
Jesus signed my pardon. Oh yes, he paid it
amen.
All. Jesus signed
yeah,
my pardon.
Yeah, Lord.
This I truly know.
Please, Lord.
Took my place at Calvary. Now I won't have to go. All my
Amen. Thank the Lord for that song. I'm gonna need another song in just a minute. I appreciate that song. It's one of my favorites. I love that song. Let me say again, I'm going to ask him just in a minute to sing another song. If you're here and you're lost, you don't have to stay lost. If you're here and you don't know where you're at, you don't have to stay there. You can come and pray. God can show you where you're at. He knows where you're at. He'll let you know. When you really want to know, he'll let you know. And if you're here and you're saved and out of fellowship with God, God will restore that fellowship to you. If you'll just come and humble your heart and pray and talk to God and repent, God will restore the joy back to you that you had. Now, if you're here this morning and you know you're saved, and you've never been baptized, that's part of following Jesus once we get saved. Follow Jesus in baptism. If somebody here needs to get baptized and join the church, we invite you to come forward and let us know that you'd like to do that. If you're here and you already been baptized, maybe belong to a sister church, and you'd like to join by letter from there, you're welcome to do that too. But whatever your case is, and I named a lot of different things, but there might have been something I didn't name, I'd overlooked. But if God's putting it on your heart, even if you just got a troubled heart this morning, and you just want to come to the altar and bring your troubles to the altar and pray and ask God to help you, boy, the Sunday school lesson was good. It's about praying. We need to stay in touch with God, and we need to really pray and mean it. And sing when you get ready. Come, if you will. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's your move if God's calling you. I believe he's calling somebody. It's your choice and your move. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Amen. Thank the Lord for the good singing. Anybody else got anything on your heart? Something God wants you to say or do? Obey the Lord. If not, be seated and we turn over for announcements.
I just have an announcement for Ladies Club. This Thursday is our ladies' night out. We're meeting at La Charita on the east side of town at 6 p.m. And we're just going to enjoy each other's fellowship and have dinner together. We will be talking a little bit about the event coming up on April 5th, which is the Lima Ladies of Faith Fellowship, or Ladies of Faith Fellowship at Lima. I'm not sure how we worded it. So be praying for that event. And if you can, please join us Thursday for dinner.
Anything else? If not, we'll ask everybody to stay seated, stand. Brother Faulkner, we're going to ask you to pray the dismissal prayer, and we want to say we're glad you and your folks are here this morning. Appreciate you. Go ahead and pray.